The Holy Gospel appointed for the nativity of St. John the Baptist is taken from the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, beginning verse 57. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to hail and acknowledge John the Baptist as the one who was born as the forerunner of Jesus, as the Messiah, and as the prophet of the Most High, the one to prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. And as John prepared the people to receive Jesus as their Messiah, he also prepares us today to receive the same Jesus as our own Messiah and Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today, as we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist, is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, with special attention to verse 76. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sin." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. When parents are expecting the birth of their baby, everyone usually asks them the question, "What are you going to name your child?" Does that sound familiar to us? I'm sure when we had our own children, people asked, "What are you going to
name your child. Some would say after their grandfather or grandmother. Others after their parents. Still others after their own first or middle name or the name of a person in the Bible. As a matter of fact, when Ruth and I had our three children a long time ago, we decided to give them their own unique first names and a middle name that would rhyme with our last name. I made sure that they had a middle name, since my parents never gave me one when I was born. And yet, what a surprise. When later on in life, I found out, as I read scripture, that my first name, Elroy, is actually recorded in the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, which means, I have now seen the one who sees me. That was also true of my wife, Ruth, as her parents named her after the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, who was the daughter-in-law of Naomi and the great-granddaughter of King David. And I'm sure that every one of you here this morning have had your own personal reasons when you named your children, whether after your grandparents or your parents, your first or middle name, or a name from the Bible. And that's precisely what happened to John the Baptist. Although his parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were advanced in years, meaning they were very old, just like Abraham and Sarah, and she was barren, an angel of the Lord came down and told Zechariah, "Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear a son, and you are to give him the name John." Yes, instead of naming him after his own first name, which was customary in those days, Zechariah named him John, a popular Hebrew name among the Maccabees, which means the Lord has shown his favor. Not only that, but Zechariah, who was a priest, and Elizabeth, a first cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus, were also descendants of the house of Aaron. And we are told that they were upright in the sight of God, religious, and consecrated to the Lord, observing all of the commandments of God and regulations blamelessly. As a matter of fact, Zechariah prophesied about his son, John, as he was filled with the Holy Spirit. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways." Yes, there was no question about the fact that John's name was very unique, not only because he had been chosen by God to be the forerunner of Jesus as the Messiah and proclaim Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, but as he was also given a surname, John the Baptist, John the Baptizer. And when they brought him to be circumcised, we're told that when she was ready to have her baby, she gave birth to a son, and on the eighth day, they circumcised him, and as was customary according to Jewish law and tradition. And they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. That was the tradition in all of the families of the Old Testament. But Elizabeth spoke up immediately and said, "No, he is to be called John, as announced by the Gabriel the angel, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard, and you are to give him the name John. And yet there was great opposition in the family, as we sometimes have in our own families today, right? Some of the members of the family said, Elizabeth, Zechariah, no. Even their close friends said, no, it has to be named after his father. So they finally asked Zechariah, right? Well, what is he going to name his son? Since he couldn't speak because he had not believed in the announcement of the angel Gabriel that he and Elizabeth were going to have a son, he asked for a tablet. And to everyone's astonishment and surprise, he wrote on it, his name is John. And immediately his mouth was opened and he was able to speak again. And everyone was filled with awe and wondered about it, asking, what then will this child John be if he's not the Messiah? For the hand of the Lord was with him and upon him. They even asked the question, could John perhaps be the Messiah? It was then that Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, stood up again and uttered the Benedictus, which means blessed. Yes, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he went on, and he finally said, and you, John, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you, John, will go before the Lord, prepare his ways. Yes, John the Baptist was blessed because he was chosen to be the one who would announce the coming of Jesus as the Messiah, as the Son of the Most High. The words we sang in the hymn of praise, remember these words? On Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings of the King of Kings. And that's precisely what John did, even though at first the people really thought and considered him to be the Messiah. As a matter of fact, later on, even Jesus asked his own disciples a question, who do people say that I am? Because there was a lot of confusion about John and Jesus and who is the Messiah. So they replied saying, well, some of the people say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. So you see, there was a lot of confusion about the Messiah. Who was he? So Jesus finally turned to his disciples and asked, but who do you say that I am? And Peter, as usual, stood up immediately and said, you, Jesus, are the Christ of God. So it became very clear that John was not the Messiah. Jesus was. John proclaimed Jesus to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 1, verse 30, John said, this is the one I was talking about. A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Even before I was born, he was already consecrated to be the Messiah. Yes, it was indeed John's word to fulfill the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah and to prepare the people to repent from their sins and to turn to Jesus as the Messiah. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let's may God the Father bless us today through His Holy Spirit as we celebrate the birth of John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, the forerunner of Christ, the prophet of the Most High, the one to prepare the way for Jesus to come into the hearts of all people. And as John prepared the people to receive Jesus as their Messiah, he prepares us today. As we celebrate St. John's birthday, he prepares us to turn to the cross of Jesus as our Messiah, as our Savior. Yes, may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Listen to what it says. When all the world was cursed by Moses' condemnation, St. John came with words of consolation. With true forerunner's seal, the greater one he named, and him as yet unknown, as Savior he proclaimed. Yes, the prophecy uttered by his own father Zechariah, as he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. Yes, St. John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord to come to the people in the New Testament, and he prepares us today. As we come, remember, to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has prepared for us. As we receive his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the great gift of the promise of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you on this special day as we remember St. John the Baptist, the baptizer, and his role in the life of Jesus. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.